Welcome to the Good Manners Map with me, Monique Chambers, where we take a journey around the world learning about social etiquette and traditions. Hi, welcome to the Good Manners Map with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is from Germany. So Maria, thank you for joining us. Willkommen, I think, in German.
Yes, willkommen, that's right.
There you go, that's my ode, my nod to my German language. I lived there until I was 18, can you believe that? And that's about all I can remember. But there we go. So whereabouts in Germany are you from?
From Cologne.
Ah, fantastic place.
Yes, lovely place, lot of history.
Yes, and the 4711.
Yes, yeah. as well, which has actually been done by the French.
Ah.
Because they numbered the roads, or they numbered the houses, and they went through on a horse, and they numbered, and that's why it is 4711.
Because I love, they've got the fountain in there, like a big tank.
Yes, everything smells, and it was terrible. Everybody comes from Malta, has a bath, and then you have to take them back in the car. And okay, sorry.
Oh, I love horses. It just reminds me of my being a teenager, you know, and be feeling really grown up wearing perfume.
I try to avoid it nowadays.
I really like it still. But anyway, so coming from Cologne, we were there at Easter last year, actually, and they really do a big thing for Easter. And is it all of Germany, or it's just a...
All of Germany. It's okay. All of Germany. I mean, there's a lot of tradition as well in it. You know, we blow eggs, and then we paint them, hand painting.
Uh-huh.
We hang them on twigs, which have been cut in the garden before. Uh-huh. And then we put them in vases, so they blossom. So, for example, fruit trees, then obviously would blossom inside, and outside it's still cold.
Okay.
So you have these trees and branches blossoming with these eggs hanging, you know.
And lots of chocolate.
Lots of chocolate. We hide them for the children. Then my dad used to send out the dog, you know, if we don't find them all, he would send them, okay, 10 minutes to go, and I send out the dog, you know.
Oh.
Terrible as kids, you know.
You were terrified.
No, don't send him yet.
So what sorts of chocolates? Is it normal milk chocolate, egg shapes?
Any egg shapes, you know, normally egg shapes, obviously, you know. I mean, all colours. For the adults, obviously, they get filled with some nice liqueurs and stuff, you know. For the children, obviously, we can't, so...
not legally, probably.
Not legally, no. That's right. But any form and little bunnies and, you know, some little gifts.
Uh-huh.
But they've been hidden away, either in the house or, in, you know.
And then you just go around and find them after lunch
that's
or something.
Right, that's right. Once then you made a hunt. I used to do it in the morning. I couldn't wait till lunch.
Oh. And do you do that for your family here now?
We did it when the children were small, yes. No, not anymore. Now everybody expects them to be served at table.
I want my chocolate. No, because you have big dogs, actually. So if you send your dogs out to...
I send my dogs out, I think, number one, the children get run over. And number two, there will be nothing left.
No chocolate left. Are there other traditions?
We hide as well on St. Nicholas.
Okay,
the children have to put out their shoes, and they've been polished, and then we hide little chocolates inside on the 6th of the night from the 5th to the 6th
of December.
That's right, and we remember the Saint, St. Nicholas, them gifts and the shoes.
Uh-huh.
And I still do that. I mean, even though mine are now nearly 16 and 13, they still have to polish their shoes and
Being
put outside.
And it's just filled with chocolate or a small
chocolate,
gift?
Chocolate, small gifts. I like to give them small gifts.
So it's a bit like a stocking, really, you have that.
Yes,
then on Christmas, do you have...
Christmas, like the English unwrap their present on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Now we unwrap our presents on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a difference as well. And... then the tradition is as well that's Christkind gets it, so it's not Santa.
Okay.
So actually Jesus, the Christkind, gets it, and it's hidden, and, you know, they go to Mars, and they come back, and then they find them under the tree.
Okay.
You know, so they don't see them before, and normally we had to sing as well, or say when we were little, we had to say a poem.
Uh-huh.
Terribly, standing up in the good clothes with the polished shoes, and then say, all right, did you learn it properly? You know?
And then you're allowed your gifts, essentially.
Yes,
you find your gifts around the house.
We find them under the tree.
Ah, okay.
Under the tree.
And that's I'm assuming, a real Christmas tree.
Yes, I mean, we had rears always, and we had weird candles, which is really nice, you know, gives a nice effect. Ah. But
is that a different candle every day, or just the whole candles?
Whatever. No, just they're very thin, and they normally burn within 2 hours or something like that. And you should replace them the next day to light them again. So when, for example, my children were small, we changed to electric because of the security. But normally, it's very nice. It has a very beautiful... And the tree doesn't come in before, so the tree normally comes in on Christmas Eve.
Okay, so it's outside
it's
in the
outside
garden.
Outside, or my father used to buy the last cripple, which he could find on Christmas Eve, you know. to save money. Or I don't know what was his tradition, you know, to make a big fuss to go, you know, but Dad, we won't find a nice one, you know. And we always used to pull his leg, you know, look, this one is not grown up properly, you know, it's a bit crippled, and this, and every tree needs a home, you know, so we used to get that one home. But traditionally, it gets put in the house on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And then being decorated for the evening.
Ah, so that's something the family does together.
Yes, that's right.
And you said you go to Mass on a...
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. And on Christmas Day, then, do you have a big lunch as well?
Yes, so my family comes over or things. Uh-huh. And we used to go to the neighbours and give them little presents. Oh. And
is there still a tradition of a lot of handmade things happening?
It's going to be again, okay, funny enough. It was like in the 80s, yes, you know, knitted shorts and hats and mittens, mm-hmm, and stuff like this. Socks were very fashionable, you know, everybody sitting there. And it was a joke because there's the green,
okay,
the Greens, the ecological party. So when they have their gathering, they all sit and knit. You know?
The knitting party.
But anyway, from that on, it moved on. And then it was not anymore. And recently I saw a report that, yes, it becomes into fashion again, homemade gifts and so things. On.
We used to make beeswax candles. Okay. I seem to remember, you know, sheets of beeswax and be rolling them up and giving those around.
I bought them on the Christmas market. It was easier.
Are there other sort of traditions around food, for example, in Germany for Christmas?
For food, yes, we have different. I mean, for example, we only have wild boar or game.
Okay.
As food, and red cabbage. Mm-hmm. And apples, the apples filled with marzipan and rum raisins and Bratäpfel. They have to be, even in Malta, I do them still, you
and
know.
And you cook that then?
Yes, you cook them with a bit of butter and you put them in the oven and you serve them with the main course, not as a dessert.
Oh, yes. Okay. Marzipan inside?
Yes, they come with the main course.
Ah.
That's right.
Well, I shall have to look that up. I don't remember those.
Or people even stuff the goose with apples.
Uh-huh.
And put it then in the oven, you know, but I don't like this. So I put my apples separate and like the traditional Bratäpfel. It's coming from the old heating.
Okay.
You had the stoves in the kitchen or in der guten Stube, which were with tiles.
Right.
Done, and then you put them on it or close to it, or there was a little niche where you can put it in, and they get roasted over there.
Yeah. That sounds really nice, actually. Yes. Really interesting.
Yes, that's from the old time. I mean, now we have an oven.
But you still do these apples with marzipan and
rum raisins. And butter on top.
Oh, I think I want Christmas all over again. It's only just passed.
And then, for example, on Christmas Eve, we wouldn't have that. We would have, normally it's carp.
Okay.
Normally people do carp and cook that with potato salad.
Uh-huh.
And my family, we don't, because for the simple reason that my father got a bone stuck in his throat, so it wasn't very funny.
No more fish. Yeah.
No more fish. So we have cold fish. We have smoked fish, salmon, and stuff like that. And then the boar we have on the Christmas Day.
Lovely. And is there other cakes and other...
The Stollen. For Christmas, the Stollen. Mm-hmm. That's very traditional. Or tree cake, the Baumkuchen, which is baked very, very nice. It's been baked on a rod.
Okay.
Under a grill. Every layer has been just 2 millimeters thick,
okay,
and grilled all the time.
So it's like a rotisserie.
Rotating, and it's been grilled. Uh-huh. And then in the end, it's been all covered with dark chocolate.
Ooh. Ooh. I think
should
we need another
some.
Christmas. Yes, I think. I think we need to fast forward this year. That sounds delicious.
Yes.
And you can actually you make all of these things here now you're in Malta? Or
no,
you...
I'm importing them.
Ah, okay. That's cheating.
I was a company.
Yes. So you have this roaster, a rotisserie cake. What's that called again?
Baumkuchen.
Okay.
My mom used to do it, and every time we had to throw, I don't know how many of these away, because you bake obviously layer by layer, and if you forget one layer and you burn one, you can start all over again.
I see.
You need quite a number of layers to get the height together, you know. So it was always a tragedy. So I'm glad I'm importing them, and you know, they come ready packed.
But then you still have to bake it in the oven to make it's just ready.
They're ready.
Okay, so it's not something you eat hot. It's a
it's a cake.
Cold cake. Okay, so not pudding type of.
No.
And are there any other? So you're saying Stollen and this Baumkuchen. What else do you do?
Is there the roasted almonds? We have for Christmas roasted almonds. Mm-hmm. You can get them even on the Christmas markets, you know, either covered in spiced sugars, or covered in spiced chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, I should have done this so before Christmas and not straight afterwards when we're trying to lose the last few kilos. What else happens at Christmas and New Year? Are there any sort of fun traditions that happen on New Year's Eve, for example?
Yes, I mean, one of the traditions is to give good luck pickies.
Okay.
They're normally made out of marzipan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very cute, anyway. And you give them to friends and things for wishes to wish you a good, you know,
okay,
a good farewell for the new year. So you give them good luck piggies.
And do you eat the piggies or you eat the piggies?
I tried it in Malta and everybody kept them. Ah. So you find them in July and August on everybody's desk. You know?
And so they haven't had their luck. They need to eat the piggies to have the luck.
You can eat it or keep it. You know, people believe if you keep it, you get the good luck. People say if you eat it, you get the good luck. You know, but that's one of the traditions. And the nicest thing as well, I find for New Year's Eve is at 12 o'clock that all the households are mm-hmm. lighting up fireworks.
Okay.
So you buy them, we have a special law, so they can be bought from the 27th to the 31st of mm-hmm. December only in Germany. Only over 18, obviously, mm-hmm. but every household can buy them. And then when you go out, you find the whole sky lit up with these fireworks, wherever you look, fireworks. And it's noisy, obviously, you know, and people go out on the streets and wish everybody Happy New Year, the neighbors, you know, everybody gathers in the street, even at -6 this year, you know, so you go with your champagne shaking.
And it's
very cold, but it's very nice because the whole street is lit up. I mean, I don't light it because I don't believe in that much into it, so, but it's nice to see. We went once to a hotel and we looked over the Rhine and we saw all Cologne lit up with these fireworks. Uh-huh. And it's fantastic.
And that's just individual households doing
it? Yes, but it's going on for an hour, you know, the whole sky lit up, you know. And I mean, yeah, it's a bit upset when I go out at 12, you know, and you hear maybe dong, a church, nothing else, where all my neighbours, you know.
Oh. So do you normally celebrate Christmas here in Malta, or you go back to
alternate?
Oh, that's good.
Alternate. So when we're here, we have the turkey, and when we have there, we have the whiteboard.
Ah, okay. So your children are getting both upbringings. Absolutely important. And for on the more sort of social, not more social than Christmas, but when it's not Christmas, not such a family occasion, if you invited people to your home for dinner,
mm-hmm.
is that something that's common in Germany? People come to people's homes, or do you eat out more?
I think it's a time problem, and I think nowadays, you mm-hmm. know, we used to have dinners at home and things, and but nowadays, with everybody working, I think mm-hmm. it's shifted a bit. So from my friends, even when we're there, we go out or things, we don't really have dinners at
uh-huh.
home,
uh-huh.
you know. But yes, I mean, here in Malta we do it different, but in Germany, yes, I think it's a time thing. Mm. It's a modern thing that people go more out
uh-huh.
than rather do it at home.
Because, you know, the Germans are obviously known for their sort of preciseness. I was wondering if you're invited for dinner at 7:30, what time you would be expected? 7 or 7:30.
7:30,
the actual time you're invited, you should be there by that time.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, I mean, we had Christmas lunch here with my friends, and they said 1 o'clock. So being precise in German, I was there at 1. Mm-hmm. And nobody came, you know. So it's so embarrassing, you know, stand around and then, okay, you did the German one again, you know.
It's okay. English girls do that too, don't worry.
So I've heard a bit, you know, feeling like a bit awkward. But
I have to say, what time do you actually want me? Tell everyone else what you need. Tell me what time you want me, because I will come when you tell me. I don't understand this 15 minutes late or half an hour late. It drives me nuts.
So no, neither I. The time given people arrive, you know. We have this lovely tradition as well of cakes and coffee in the afternoon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's
a whole thing of cakes and coffees, you know. Everybody does this cakes and coffee.
Wow.
So you have, even Sundays, you invite friends for coffee.
Any time? Three or four,
you know?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Depending on uh-huh. that. And then you have really cakes, you know. I mean, cakes and cakes and cakes. And That's a lovely tradition, I think, you know.
And
on Saturday afternoons, my aunties used to come around for cakes. Either they brought cake or we made cake.
Okay.
You know, and it was always cake. This is something very German. Cake, Kuchen, Kaffee und Kuchen.
Oh.
Very traditional.
And any particular types of cakes or?
Anything. I mean, it depends on the season. So in autumn you will find apple and plum cakes and then otherwise, you know, it's more festive thing. You have more cream cakes.
Uh-huh.
or stuff like that.
And are there particular cakes that you have for weddings, for example?
Yes, for weddings, we don't have the marzipan like here, more we have the buttercream. It's mostly buttercream. Mm-hmm. It's always buttercream. I don't like, but it's mostly buttercream and layers of buttercream. Uh-huh. They do the mainly a biscuit cake, the sponge, and then buttercream
on the top. And is it normally a tiered cake?
Tier cake, whatever. Uh-huh. No,
and then do you keep the cake for the...
No, it's been eaten.
Demolished on that day.
We eat.
No, in some cultures they keep one of the tears for the first child or something. So
we eat the cake. And but there are things, for example, you can't have on New Year's Day as well. Mm-hmm. The Germans believe you can't have peas, because they're like tears, and then the whole year we will cry. So my mom still believes in it. You should actually eat on New Year's Day Kassler and Sauerkraut, which means the fermented cabbage and pork loin.
Okay.
But it's done in a special way.
So that's for
good luck.
Ah, it's nice when you have food that has meanings to it. Are there foods, again, at Easter and at weddings and things, are there particular meats that you have, or particular... That, and it's very seasonal, but is there something specific, like saying you don't have peas on New Year's Eve?
No peas on New Year's Day. And for weddings, they have tradition as well, like a consommé with little dumplings in it, which is called die Hochzeitssuppe, which people like. But then it depends nowadays what they like, what to do. But it's not, and it's normally a three-course meal.
Okay.
So you have a starter, a main, a dessert.
So no plate of pasta thrown in. No, but German food is actually quite hearty, isn't it? It's quite warming anyway. Yes. So you have this consommé, a sit-down meal for weddings. And at weddings, what else, what happens? I've never been to a German wedding, actually. So
weddings, number one, the groom and the bride get a loaf with salt and a loaf of bread with salt, which should give them joy and always wealth.
Okay.
Then normally they have to do some games. Sometimes the bride gets robbed as well.
Robbed?
Yes, it's very, very disturbing. You know, friends rob the bride and the groom has to find it. It is different as well. I mean, for example, you would have first, maybe the wedding is at lunchtime, so you will have afterwards a little reception and then cake and Kaffee and Kuchen in the afternoon, and then in the evening I get your meal, for example, and then we dance afterwards.
So is that what sort of dancing? Is it a disco or a live band, or is it a traditional?
Whatever the couple will want, you know. I mean, I had somebody playing, actually. So
you can choose.
Yes, it depends.
And you get married in a church or in a registry office or a
it
town?
It was very funny that you mentioned this, because I went, and at the end of the year they say so many people died, and so it's terrible, but so many children went for first Holy Communion the whole year, and so many children got baptized and so on. And in the whole year, in quite a large parish, only 8 couples did the vows in church.
Oh.
It's very strange. And that's strange, you know.
For your town?
Yes, and we have a town of 70,000 people.
Cologne's not small.
No, it's outside of
Cologne. Oh, I see,
It's outside Cologne, but 8 couples was like sounding not even
Not even 1 a month. Yeah.
Not even...
It
was terrible. Yeah. So it's dying down.
Why is that happening, do you think?
Because maybe the church is more liberal, or I don't know, you know, because it's a lot of people leaving it, and they don't like...
It's not an expensive thing to do or something like that.
Yes,
it is as well.
They have to pay 1% of their brutto income as Catholics to the church.
Ah, okay.
So it's a tax.
Ah.
It's backdated from the Napoleon time.
Ah. So that's putting people off actually using the churches today. Which is...
Or being members of the Catholic church, you know.
Oh, what a shame.
Yes.
And do brides wear a white dress to weddings?
Yes.
And as a guest, what should one or should one not wear?
I would say if it's in summer or things, the dress code is not as strict as here, so they don't wear hats normally.
Okay.
But wear something summery, smart, you know.
Is there any sort of length rules or colour rules that
you
need to be aware of? Nothing. You can just go in.
Not in your jeans.
I should hope not. Really hope not. And you say that at weddings they play some games.
Yes, yes. For example, they have to sew a whole wood into pieces, you know.
Okay.
And they sew and sew and sew. Or they have to cut a heart out of a sheet and have to go through it. What else? They have to eat this bread with the sword sometimes. We made them eat it.
Nice.
They have to... and then the thing of this stealing the bride. It's got a bit lost, but in the past it was very common that they used to steal the bride, kidnap her, and the groom has to find her. It was very... tradition.
And it's sort of within the grounds of wherever.
Yes, wherever. But it could be in guessing on for hours, and everybody gets annoyed, you know, because they want them there, not running around the place to find them.
At least they do. This is after they're married, though, not before they're.
No, after the church.
After the church. So at least they're married by that point.
Yes,
so she hasn't run away with someone else.
So,
well, fun. So who organises these games? Is that
the games, mainly the families, mm-hmm. either the siblings or the friends.
Previous friends.
Previous or friends.
make you see if they're still friends by the time the wedding is over. And does one take a gift to a wedding?
Normally we have tables,
mm-hmm.
so in shops or things, and you can go and have it delivered from there, you know, or that you know that they want particular things, or the family normally obviously is different, and but young people do the tables, so you find a table with, you know,
and your box goes there essentially, your gift goes there.
Yes, yes.
So sort of how many people attend a typical German wedding?
If it's a large one, I would say between 100 and 200.
Okay, so manageable at least still.
Yes.
It's
because mainly we have sitting downs, we don't have standing up, so the meal would be sitting down.
Okay.
So it would be 100 to 100 would be a large one, and then obviously smaller ones.
And so these are all people they've had the ceremony, they've played the games, they have the tea and cake.
Coffee.
The coffee and cake. Which then keeps them going for the dinner. And then you start
then
the dance.
And then you have the dinner and the dance then afterwards.
That's and this is close family,
friends,
close friends, whatever.
That's right.
What fun. Yeah. I like the idea of these games at weddings, I think.
I mean, we had a game as well. They did for us. We had to let balloon fly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to put our address on it. And we say, listen, we are just freshly married and things, you know. And please find this balloon and send this card back to us, you know.
Oh.
And actually, we got quite a number back. And our game later was as well that we would travel there and visit where this balloon had flown to.
Oh, what fun.
Yeah, we never did it. After 16 years, we still have to do this, George.
Oh, no, you should do this. So you let them off, obviously, in Cologne, not in...
And the garden of my parents. You see you in balloons, all these balloons getting... And they flew 280, 90 kilometers far.
Wow.
To the north of Germany, yes.
Uh-huh.
And people actually wrote very nice things, or couples, you know, found it when they were walking their dogs in the fields and things, and they wrote a little story back. It was really sweet.
That's a really beautiful thing. Yes. If you kept them all in a book.
Yes, we kept them, and one was very long married, you know, they wished us all the best and so on. Really sweet.
Oh, that's a really, really lovely idea, actually. I think that's the nicest one I've heard from. That's one of those things you just wish to adopt, actually. I'm going to write a manifesto for the world after this series, and all of the best traditions I think we should all adopt. And that's really nice.
That's really sweet.
Any other traditions that you like during the year that not necessarily associated to weddings or whatever, just any other traditions that happen that we should probably be aware of? Is there anything strange around single women or... when a child goes to secondary school or anything like that?
I like when they start primary school, every little school child gets a cone.
Okay.
Filled with little things which they need for their bags, so pencils and colours and whatever, you know. So you see all these little things, you know, 5-6 year olds with this enormous cone in their hands, you know, hardly can carry them and so on. And obviously sweets. Mm. So for the first day, and it gets really heavy, you know, they're holding this cone, you know, the little satchel on the back, you know, and it's really sweet. It's a very sweet tradition. I made it for the girls here as well when they started school, because I think it makes them happy, because they know that they're getting these little presents, and, you know, and they have this, sometimes the cones are nearly as big as them, you know. So
and children in Germany, do they still go to school on a Saturday morning?
Not as I know of,
okay.
But it depends obviously on the region. I mean, I used to go, and I had friends' daughters going to this convent school in Cologne, and they still did, and they just started studying now, and they used to go.
Yeah, no, that was something that used to really annoy us. We'd have to go to school on a Saturday morning. Yes. But
not all. I mean, you know, it depends really on the school. Mm-hmm. We had it. Then when I was going for A-levels, we had it every second Saturday, but...
Okay.
And that gave me time to work in the bakery.
So you could make all these lovely
All these lovely cakes, all these nice things. So for New Year's Eve, for New Year, we get this pretzel as well, which is sweet, which is plaited dough.
Okay.
And then either filled with marzipan again or with almonds or sugar on top. Oh. And you give this for good luck as well to people. Now for carnival, we have this mountains and mountains of mortar. They call them donuts. Mm-hmm. They're filled with jam, but we call them Berliner. In Berliner, they're called Pfannkuchen.
Okay.
So it's all a mix. We call them Berliner, but they were definitely...
Uh-huh. Ich bin ein Berliner. I remember that. Who was it that said that? Was it Clinton or something?
Kennedy.
Kennedy, okay. Bless him.
No, but they call them Pfannkuchen. They can't call them Berliner.
No, no.
But they could only call them Berliner. Really, so that's a difference in the regions as well, you know.
And are there any other differences like that that you find in the north and the south or the east and the west now?
Yes, I mean, for example, the carnival is mostly celebrated in the west. Mm-hmm. So now Cologne was the main. Uh-huh. All right, coming from Cologne, everybody who comes from Düsseldorf would say, no, we are the main, and the one from Mainz, no, we are Colonians, so we are the main carnival. It attracts over a million people every year, so, you know. It's been taken very seriously, very, very seriously, and we would start actually the shows, like they would be indoors in October to rehearse and things, and then we start, you know, in January, February with those, which is comedy and singing and all that. We used to do it at school as well, so we started as well, and then we did four days of this show. And then the street carnival was just very, very, very traditional as well. We start on a Thursday, but the women take over the town, and there's nothing to say, and they get their ties cut. So anybody who comes to the tie gets their ties cut. And then it goes on till Tuesday midnight with burning of the nubbel, which is a hay dolly. Okay. Which gets burned then.
And then that's ready in time for the Ash Wednesday before you start the Lent. Well, that's fantastic and perfectly timed point to end our conversation on traditions and etiquette in Germany. Thank you so much for it. It's been really fun. Thank you for joining me on the Good Manners Map.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on our journey around the world on the Good Manners Map here on Campus FM with myself, Monique Chambers, and the technicians, Carmelo and Samuel. You can hear this programme on Mondays at 1:30 p.m, Thursdays at 9:30 a.m, and again on Fridays at 8 p.m. You can also download as a webcast from multiuniversitybroadcasting.com.